there, Sizzlin' Scotty, coming at you with our fantastic recipe. And if there's one thing I love, it's fresh fruit in the summer. And if you can combine fresh fruit with other fresh vegetables, you've got a winner, no matter what. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Or in this case, winner, winner, awesome watermelon salad with feta cheese and cucumber. It's so light and so fresh. Let's jump into it. We're going to use 3 cups of watermelon, cubed or balled. Either way, they both work great. 1.5 cups of sliced cucumber with the seeds removed. Now, you can use an English cucumber or a seedless cucumber if you'd like. 2 tablespoons of mint, thinly sliced, or if you've got small mint leaves, they work too. About 1/3 cup of feta cheese crumbled. 3 tablespoons of olive oil. And I'll tell you here, this is one of those opportunities where you want to use a very fresh and awesome olive oil, cold pressed, if even better. 1 tablespoon of fresh lime juice, and of course, a little bit of salt and pepper to taste. Now, place the watermelon, the cucumber, and the mint in a large bowl. Stir to combine. I give that like 5 minutes on the side just to get that mint flavor just kind of around the cucumber and around the watermelon. It can't hurt. It's only going to help. Now, in a small bowl, whisk together the olive oil, the lime juice, and the salt and pepper. As you whisk it together, be a little bit aggressive and give this a taste and see how it is. You might want a little bit of extra salt. You might want a little bit of extra pepper. Drizzle the dressing over the melon mixture and toss to combine. Sprinkle it with the feta and serve. Simple and easy. Now, I recommend using a block of feta cheese versus the crumble kind that comes in tubs, simply because I think the block of cheese has a lot more flavor. Now, if you're going to use a standard waxy cucumber, you may want to peel it and remove the seeds. But other varieties, the English or seedless cucumbers or the Parisian cucumbers, which are the smaller ones, they don't need to be peeled or seeded at all. But either way, you've got a very fresh summertime salad that will be awesome at your next get-together, party, dinner, or whatever you've got going on. Combine this with a great cocktail or some grilled meat and you can go, 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 go. You can find this awesome recipe podcast at www.pmn2.com along with my other 1,500 recipes there. Until next time, this is Sizzlin' Scotty.